Really don't know too much about that, but you know who might? Let's bring out line one. Tell everybody who you are, Mr. On line one.
Yeah, hey, Mike. This is Dave Hall. I'm with the general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District.
And how are you doing today, Dave Hall?
I'm doing great.
So tell us what happens on Friday.
Well, on Friday, just a little background here. You know, back in the states, as everybody, I think, is well aware, in fact, parts of our county are well aware of this also, we're going through a drought condition here throughout the state. In response to that, the State Water Resources Control Board passed an emergency resolution last week, and it was really intended to sort of heighten awareness to the condition that we have and to put some prohibitions on and some restrictions on some water use. Now, although, you know, like I said, parts of Humboldt County are feeling the drought pretty hard. Right around Humboldt Bay here, we're in relatively good shape, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing conservation measures also, and so that's what we're putting in place.
So statewide, even though Ruth Lake is, as you said, in pretty good shape, even the relatively water-rich areas of Humboldt are still under the jurisdiction of the state of California and, as such, potentially subject to fines for water wasting.
Correct. It's a one size fits all kind of a rule, and so there's actually four prohibitions that are on there. You want me to go run through them real quick?
Please, yeah. Tell us.
Okay. So starting August 1st, this is what the state is requiring us to do. One of them is that where we're using potable water to water plants and lawns and things like that. It's prohibited to do anything that that allows that water to really escape the planter area and run down the street or the driveway or the sidewalk or wherever. So it's still okay to water things, but not okay to let it run down into the parking lot or somewhere. Second thing is washing cars. Not supposed to use just a hose without any kind of a nozzle on it that will shut off. So I think probably all of us use those kind of nozzles, but the state said it was important to not just wash your car and be rinsing it off and throw it down on the ground and let it run while you're scrubbing things. So you got to have a nozzle on the hose when you wash the car. You can't wash off your sidewalks or driveways or any hardscape kind of surface like that too. Again, it's okay to water the grass, but not just wash off the driveway or the porch or something like that. So that's out of that. And the last one is that I'm not supposed to use potable water in a fountain that doesn't have a recirculating system. And I think most fountains do. You know, it goes out the top and goes back into some kind of a little reservoir around it, which has a pump in it. That's okay. But it's not okay to have one where the water's just coming in and goes through the fountain and then goes back goes on its way. That's really the nut of what the state's requiring everybody in the state, including all of us here in Humboldt County, to do.
How is this going to be enforced?
Well, that's an interesting kind of a thing. What we've worked with some of our other water agencies right around Humboldt Bay here, and we're going to do it in sort of multi-pieces. We're looking at this, and honestly, the state's intention is that it's really more of an educational thing, too. So we're going to put together some informational materials. We've got several of our agencies are going to have a booth at the Humboldt County Fair, try to get the word out a little bit more on these prohibitions and just some of the educational part of it. As far as actual enforcement, we're actually going to be able to, we're printing up some kind of information cards. So if one of our meter readers or somebody like this is out and sees, water running down the sidewalk, sprinklers, adjusted so they're not quite hitting the lawn or something like this, we're going to go up and, meet whoever the customer is and hand them a little card that has the rules on it and kind of a warning sort of a thing, if you will. Like you mentioned in the beginning, it has the state's prohibitions actually come with a lot of some pretty major fines, $500 per occurrence, if people actually want to really push it. But we're hoping that people, and we're confident that people understand it. One of the things that was interesting, too, is I think you probably saw a statewide survey of how much people have conserved water over the last year.
Yeah, we're not very good
at it. We're down, our area is down 12%. So people have done a great job of heeding the warnings and being aware of what's going on and not using the water like some other parts of the state. Actually, their consumption went up. So
yeah,
we did good up here.
I was just going to say, so Humboldt County is doing well at water conservation, 12%
right.
down, you say. Is that countywide or is that just for Humboldt Community Services District?
That's countywide.
Okay.
And actually, it's a little bit bigger region than that, too. I forget how far it goes. I think it might take in Del Norte and Mendocino County also.
But the water prohibition fines seem to be related to this data from May saying that we're actually using statewide 1% more water than we were in May of last year.
Right.
So if I hear you right, the meter readers will be the eyes and ears of this thing?
Well, it's going to be pretty much, and again, I can only speak for Humboldt Community Services District, but I think most of us around the Bay here anyway are kind of on the same page. It's going to be pretty much anybody that's on the crew that sees something. The meter readers are the ones, in our case, that are, regularly, throughout the entire district. And so they're naturally sort of a good first wave. They're going to be outfitted with these, with the warning cards and some of the information to talk to people about. And frankly, they're the ones that talk to the customers probably most anyway. We're also going to have them in our, that information here in our office where people come to pay the bills. And I think the other agencies are going to do the same thing.
We're talking with Dave Hull. He's with the Humboldt Community Services District. And if you're talking about potable water, that excludes people who have their own rain catchment systems?
Correct.
Okay.
Any of those kind of things, any reclaimed water, there's not a lot of that going on up here because we are a pretty water-rich area, but certainly in other parts of the state, actually in other parts of the county, there's a pretty good emphasis, which there should be, on reusing water as many times as you can. So
again, you've been very clear, and the state seems to be pretty clear, that this is not, it is largely intended to raise awareness about the severity of the water shortage. But you are prepared to dole out monetary fines if needed?
If needed, yeah, because actually the water suppliers also are under some scrutiny. If we let some blatant water wasters go too far, then the water suppliers can actually be fined by the state also.
Oh, wow. So you yourself would be at risk if you had somebody who was just sort of an in-your-face garage. If they're out there power washing their driveway whenever the meter rolls by to make some sort of statement, like you at Humboldt Community Services District would be held liable in some way.
Correct. If we don't do some action, yes, we can't turn a blind eye to it. But again, our main role, the way we're looking at it, is really to educate people. And again, from the response that we've seen. Just from the conservation messages we've been doing the last 7-8 months, it's worked pretty good. People up here are pretty aware of the environment and pretty responsive to those kind of messages.
All right. So just to recap, if you've got a fountain of some sort, it's got to have a closed system. If you are washing your driveway or your sidewalk, you should stop. If you are washing your car, you need to have a nozzle at the end of the hose. And then I think lastly, if you're watering your garden, that's fine as long as the water does not spray out onto hard landscaping, basically. So it's got to stay in the yard. If you've got a sprinkler that's just sort of shooting out into the street by mistake, you want to point that thing in the right direction. I get that right?
Or if you let it run for 2 hours and it's running off saturated and it's running down the gutter, that's a problem too.
Roger that. All right, so that goes into effect on Friday. Dave Hull, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.